Fellow Freedom fans, I'm back again. David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'd promised earlier I was going to discuss things about patriotism. Many people will challenge me and wonder, after they hear me say things, they wonder if I'm patriotic. Well, I would say I'm extremely patriotic, I think, in the right sense, but I avoid the ism of it. The goal is to avoid the ism of it, but that's what we're going to talk about. Let me visit that. We know that Mr. Obama was, there was a picture where people had their hands on their heart. We don't know what the status was by the picture. We don't know if the music had not started playing. We don't know if they were really, anything was really going on, if everybody else is just ahead of schedule. Or we don't know if he just doesn't do the hand on your heart, you know, during national anthem thing. We don't, I couldn't tell. You just couldn't tell by the picture. But I stirred people up because when they, I heard just all kinds of email coming at me. Look how unpatriotic the guy is. You know, well, I can't tell by that picture whether he is or not. But what I challenged people was, how do we not know that he has a higher standard and he could actually become, be a better citizen because he had a higher standard? Now, how could you do that? I'll bring that up. I brought it up on the show in the past, but I'm going to mention it again here. I want to talk about American patriotism, and I got to be honest. I cringe at most patriotism or the outward, I'd say, facade of patriotism that I see. And I'm saying this because I want to challenge you as a listener. I want you to evaluate your patriotism. Are you an American patriot today? Are you patriotic? And answer that to yourself. You can say it right where you are. If you're in your car going down 664 or something like that, say it to yourself. Are you an American patriot? And you don't know where I'm going to go with this, but are you patriotic? Now, is it a relative term or is there an absolute that would determine what a patriot is? Okay. Is there like a benchmark for patriotism, for American patriotism? What is the minimum requirement of somebody who'd be a patriot, or a maximum requirement? You know, is there something somebody who's American patriot ought not to do? And what is the basis of your decision? Where do you get that? Where did it come from? What's the standard? So sometimes I think we measure our patriotism based on the person who's most boisterous about it in the crowd. Now, it could be that the person is just really, it could be very patriotic. It could be just noisy. Now, I am not what most Americans consider patriotic. I personally, I think I have people around me that talk in little circles, say, oh, you know, he's just not patriotic. Well, let me tell you, this is a scary statement. I'm actually recording this, so I'm going to be held accountable for it. I have too much love for my country to be what most Americans consider to be patriotic. I'm going to say it again. I have too much love for my country to be what most Americans consider to be patriotic. And that's what scares people. I see that most Americans, you know how they demonstrate their patriotism? Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. You know, I mean, a good song comes on the radio that just gives you goosebumps. You know, that's patriotism. They certainly stand with their hand over their heart during the national anthem. And I think a lot of people end up mumbling through the words. Some don't know it. But one of the things I want people to think about, what is patriotism in America? What is the standard? And I'm going to try to introduce to you what standards are that most people aren't paying attention to, but I'm telling you, it's going to preserve our nation. We think about those in Iraq and Afghanistan who are serving. Can I tell you, they are the ones who are Americans that are shouldering patriotism are those who are in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'd say the vast majority are there because they're trying to love their neighbor as themselves. They're trying to do what's right. They're trying to be punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good, that they're loving their neighbor as herself, and they're representing America, the best of America, for the right cause, for the right reason. And you can argue about whoever it was that got the whole thing started in the first place, whether their motives were right or whatever. And I would tell you, 9 times out of 10, who knows what the political motive was that got it in there in the first place. But I can say that statistically, there are Americans that are trying to save lives in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and in America by being there. It's very clear. And I think the vast majority, their motives are right. And some of them may be hiding behind walls 90% of the time, hoping just to get their college paid for. I don't know. The only way to judge a man's heart is to see what happens on Judgment Day. But I will tell you that the vast majority of the patriotism that needs to be shouldered is on our backs, the backs of those of us who are remaining here. That's where the vast majority of patriotism needs to be shouldered. And you know what? It's not embodied in whether or not you stand at attention or parade rest during the national anthem. Whether or not your hand is on your hat over your heart, your hat's on your head, that is not what it's going to take for the demonstrate. That is not what is demonstrated patriotism. Because I would say what I see is the vast majority of Americans, rather than shouldering what is necessary for American patriotism to really save the country, they're sitting idly by. And they kind of hypocritically confess their patriotism while all their inactivity is letting this nation go straight to Hades. That's what's happening. We've got a lot of inactivity. We've got a lot of cable TV watching. We've got a lot of getting goosebumps when the right song's played. But you know what? We're sitting idly by and allowing this nation to go straight to Hades. And we don't want to offend anybody. And I want to lovingly offend everybody that's listening in such a way that we're all encouraged to push reset on our perspective and to consider our lifestyle and consider whether or not we ought to go around saying we're patriotic, hoorah, hoorah for America, or would you be better off doing something so everybody would be able to stand back from afar and go, what a patriot. That guy loves his country. Look at that woman. Look at what she's doing for her neighbor. That is what I remember America to be and what I hope it to be for the future. So in my mind, the true patriot is one who's willing to love their neighbor as herself, even to their own hurt. Now, what kind of hurt could you suffer? What kind of hurt am I saying would really help you in your patriotism? I say, well, hey, try this one. Read your Bible and apply what it says in your life. I was listening to Dennis Miller, and there were people saying, you know, well, this group really does what they believe. Well, yeah, why don't you go ahead and actually make it a part of your life to go ahead and read your Bible and apply what it says. Love your neighbor as yourself. The true patriot, again, how's this one? How about be a true patriot and one night a week, sacrifice your cable TV to go to a city council meeting religiously, to commit yourself to going to a city council meeting. How about, okay, so you're not the one who's good at going to city council meetings, doing the homework to find out how they're spending the city's money. Is it going into the coffers of some corrupt politician, or is it actually fulfilling the role of government? I mean, somebody's got to check that out. Somebody's got to hold the government accountable, of the people, by the people, for the people. Now, watch this. How about being so patriotic that you take one night a week to actually go out and organize a little civic group so that whoever goes to the council meeting can come back and report to somebody? I mean, that's sacrifice. There are people in Afghanistan getting shot at, and we're watching cable TV. Okay? Is that patriotic? But we're getting goosebumps when the right music plays. I don't think so. Now, okay. That's the true patriot. Now watch this. Will the true patriot be one that will sacrifice a portion of their Wednesday night Bible study? Let's say we're all getting together on Wednesday night Bible study to invite a report from somebody who's actually going to the council meeting. Okay, let's say somebody's actually out being salt and light on Wednesday night rather than just kind of regurgitating the milk of the word within the, you know, comfortable walls of a building. Okay, let's have somebody who's excused and not going to look down upon if they're out really making a difference in the world, and then come back and report. And you know what? They should be off representing your interest. And then you should be praying for that person, encouraging them. And when they come back, report, check it out against the Bible, check it out against the Constitution, check it out against the purpose of government. Remember that the magistrate is your trustee, that they're supposed to be amenable to you, as the Constitution of Virginia says. But who's holding them accountable to do that which is right? Remember, they're supposed to be ministers of God for our good, to punish those who do evil and to bless those who do good. But if they're not ministers for our good, if nobody's holding them to the good standard, how's it going to happen? Now, that's something to think about. Now, one of the things that we're going to be going to break here shortly, I don't know when it happens, the music comes on and I just start faking it from there. But this is, when talking about people of the word, if you're going to read the word of God, you want to rightly divide the word of truth. But a true patriot in America is one who courageously demonstrates it in their workplace. demonstrating it in their workplace with love, power, and a sound mind rather than keeping the testimony of Jesus Christ in a closet because they're afraid of men. Okay? So I'm going to come back. We're going to give you a few more lines of what I think is a true patriot. We'll be back.
Moving through history in an unguided and undesigned way, the theory of evolution.
Excuse me?
Yes, Ben.
How did life begin in the first place?
Mr. Stein, you have the same question every time.
Well, you never answer it, sir.
We've been through this so many times, you haven't
said. Could there have been an intelligent designer?
Join American icon Ben Stein in his new hit film, Expelled.
If they value their careers, they should keep quiet about their intelligent design views.
I was viewed as an intellectual terrorist.
I have never been treated like this in my 30 years in academia.
I lost my job.
It's a funny thing that questions that aren't properly answered don't go away.
How did we get from an inorganic world to the world of the cell?
It might have started off on the backs of crystals.
So you have no idea how it started?
No, nor has anybody.
Nor has anyone else. So intelligent designers believe that God is the designer.
God is about as unlikely as fairies, angels, hobgoblins, etc.
Science makes no use of the hypothesis of God.
I mean, it's essentially official policy of the National Academy of Science that religion and science will not be related.
There are people out there who want to keep science in a little box where it can't possibly touch a higher power, cannot possibly touch God.
Must be some movie.
Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. Available now on DVD and Blu-ray.
Fellow Freedom fans, I'm David Allen Carmichael for the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network. I was telling you that I was going to talk about the true patriot. And I was listing what I thought was a true patriot. A true patriot is one who's willing to expend the energy necessary to throw a lifeline to their perishing neighbor. Okay? That's the kind of thing that I see as a true patriot. How about this for a true patriot? Teaching their children to honor their father and their mother. How about that for a patriotic duty? Teaching their children to honor their father and their mother. And I'd say the alternative to that is when people teach their children to just be, or say, become a beneficiary, having a beneficiary mindset. I think sometimes that children, I know I was kind of taught that growing up, it just got a sense, well, you're a beneficiary of your mother or your father, and also for the government. You're kind of, you know, under their nurturing arms. You know, we're gonna take care of you kind of thing. Well, I agree with that. My mother certainly took great care of me. But one of the things that we're not teaching as a society or in our families is that our children are supposed to be working hard, honoring their father and mother by obeying them. And eventually, when your father and mother have to be in a state where they can't take care of themselves because their body's getting worn out, their body or their mind are getting worn out, you know who's supposed to be taking care of them? The children. That's who's supposed to be taking care of them. And so if we would teach our children to do that, in fact, what we're supposed to do is prepare an inheritance for them, to be working hard so that we can give them something that will enable them to take care of us, rather than expanding this huge government social bureaucracy thing that is there to try to really, it's based on Marxism. It's based on we're going to create this utopia. We're going to take all the money from the bourgeois and we're going to get it off all the proletariat. You know what it does? It turns everybody into proletariat. It turns the entire society into people that are under bondage. Hey, we're listening to the Liberty Works Radio Network on the Eagle 104.3 FM. We'll be back.